Let's check in with Peter Dykstra now. Peter's an editor with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org down there in Atlanta, Georgia. Tell us, what's going on beyond the headlines?
Hi, Steve. Greetings from the South, where the news is that seafood is moving north, at least in this hemisphere, as a result of warming waters. We've heard that lobsters are beginning to vacate Long Island Sound and the shores of southern New England. It's having an impact on the industry there. The similar news from Alaska, where salmon are not being found in some of the places where they're traditionally fished. But here's one from the East Coast that could result in some serious conflict. There are fish pursued by both commercial and sport fishermen like black sea bass and summer flounder, also known as fluke, that are beginning to vanish and move north from places like North Carolina. North Carolina fishermen, in turn, are showing up off New Jersey, where they're still plentiful. There's potential for conflict with Jersey fishermen, and those North Carolina fishermen are burning more fuel just to get to their catch.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'd want to mess with a New Jersey fisherman trying to muscle in on his or her territory. Hey, what else do you have for us?
Here's one that's a little complicated. The largest solar farm in the state of Kentucky's history is being stalled by a cleanup that's also stalled of a mountaintop removal site in Appalachia.
I can understand that. Mountaintop removal is like strip mining on steroids. They just come in and blow everything up. It makes a heck of a mess. It could take years to clean that up.
And when it's cleaned up, it's not necessarily clean, and it's nothing like the previous mountain ecosystem that was there. The site is owned by Kentucky Fuel. That's run by the family of Jim Justice, the governor of the neighboring state of West Virginia. They've taken the state of Kentucky to court over the cleanup, saying in order to clean up this site and enable a solar farm to be built next to it, they will have to go dig more coal to make money to do the cleanup.
Kentucky Fuel. I thought it was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Climate?
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe that's what's happening. All right, let's look in the history vaults now. What do you have for us today?
Let's go back to June 1st, 1988, almost exactly 30 years ago. Zebra mussels were found for the first time in the Great Lakes system, specifically in Lake St. Clair. That's the smaller lake between Lake Huron and Lake Erie near the cities of Detroit, Michigan, and Windsor, Ontario.
And zebra mussels, I mean, they may be tiny, but they're a big problem if, like, you have a water supply for a city or you have a factory or a power plant. They clog up the intake pipes of those things, and they go everywhere.
Right. The zebra mussels are native to the Caspian Sea. They, of course, hitched a ride over here on the hulls of freighters and other ships. They're a major nuisance species and potentially could affect other areas, not just the Great Lakes.
Yeah, they don't have a natural predator in the Great Lakes. Hey, Peter, before you go, you've heard the news about our friend Rocky Barker. He's retiring.
He's retiring. Rocky is almost a legend among environmental reporters. He's based in Boise. He writes for the Idaho Statesman. He's been doing this for a quarter century, been writing in general for longer than that, and he leaves behind a huge legacy of reporting on the environment.
He certainly will be missed. But, you know, he's so funny. I think we're still going to be hearing from him.
Right. Well, one of his biggest contributions was to follow up on the recovery of Yellowstone National Park after their catastrophic fire that was also 30 years ago. He wrote a book about the recovery, and he had a slideshow that he toured around with, which he, of course, called the Rocky Barker Picture Show.
Indeed. Peter Dykstra with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk to you again real soon.